This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are now joined by Michael Williamson, President and CEO of United Way Southeast Louisiana, and Jeannie Donovan, Deputy Director of Population Health and Disease Prevention with the New Orleans Health Department, talking about a new program relative to preventing minors from gaining access to loaded, unsecured firearms. I think it's also joined by Representative Matthew Willard. Folks, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
So, Michael, let's jump to you first. If you would, give us some backdrop as to what this initiative is about.
So, yeah, today we're here talking about the Child Access Prevention Law, which is House Bill 220 presented by Representative Matthew Willard. And it really addresses what you pointed out, Noel, is the need for measures to ensure that guns are safely locked and stored. As we've seen, and here's some startling figures, but between 2016 and 2023, Louisiana lost 52 children and another 702 children were injured as a result of preventable and unintentional shootings. So we're working to try to make sure that, you know, gun owners know how to properly secure and store their own firearms.
And how many were 52 children lost? How many were injured?
702. And wow. Due to just lack of safe storage, and I know you know this, Noel, and you know, being somebody who was raised in a home with guns, the secure and safe storage is paramount, something I think we can all agree is needed.
No, no doubt. And the construct of everyone's residence is different, and some offer more opportunities to do so, but some less. And they're readily accessible, and you have to recognize that. Jeannie, I know you guys at the New Orleans Health Department have had your finger on the pulse of this for a while. Y'all see the detrimental outcomes, obviously, of when these things happen.
Yeah, thank you, Newell. This is really a public health issue. And like Michael said, Louisiana actually has the highest rate of unintentional shootings by children in the nation. And you know, the New Orleans Health Department has been working on this issue, giving away free biometric gun safes across the community for the last couple of years. We've distributed 3,000 biometric gun safes to gun owners in the city, and we know that this distribution program is working. But we also know that these laws that actually require safe storage and create a misdemeanor penalty if a gun is not safely stored and a child gains access to it, they actually help to drive down the rate of these unintentional shootings as well. So we see these programs of the gun safe giveaways paired with the law as the most effective way we can get Louisiana out of that terrible number one spot.
So what is Representative Willard saying about the possibility of the passage of this? You know, we every time we talk about guns, we get a lot of quirky things happen to these bills, to be kind. You know, you just never know what path they're going to go down.
Yeah, well, we know that this type of law is on the books in Texas and in Florida, states that are very similar to Louisiana in their stances on firearms and firearm ownership. And we know that this type of law doesn't conflict with the Second Amendment or infringe upon it. It simply ensures that owners take reasonable precautions. And so we are we have a hearing scheduled for Thursday morning. And we are hopeful that our law enforcement partners, and we're actually working closely with NOPD on this, they're really pushing for this law so that it's clear when an incident like this happens that someone is held accountable. And we're hopeful that other law enforcement entities across the state will agree and support this measure.
What are there, about 27 states, so more than half, have a similar law on the books now?
That's correct.
Is that about right?
And like I said, it's not just coastal states or blue states. States are our friends in the South, Texas and Florida, have these laws on the books. And we can see in the data that they have far fewer per capita unintentional shootings and deaths of children. So we know these laws work.
Yeah, and coupled with education as well. And I know that both of you folks have been very proactive in that regard. Let's talk about that for a moment, if you would. Michael or Jeannie?
Yeah, well, you know, one thing I'd like to point out, because there's certainly, you know, the trauma that's created when we lose a young child unnecessarily due to, you know, access to a firearm that wasn't safely stored. But let's also think about, and this is around education, but the economic impact, you know, of, you know, preventing such tragedies. We know that unintentional shootings, yeah, by children result in a significant medical and societal cost to the community. Think about just all the related costs. And so there's a strong argument for the economic impact of just, you know, a law such as this, House Bill 220, which just ensures that, you know, residents, individuals know how to properly and have access to safe storage options. And so, and also it creates a safer, more vibrant community for all of us.
Yeah, no doubt. So this bill actually would create an offense that would be a misdemeanor if the firearm owner leaves a loaded firearm unsecured and a minor obtains that firearm and either causes or attempts to cause the injury or death of either themselves or any other person. So it's not like it's actually there has to be an outcome relative to the minor gaining access to the firearm, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And I want to be clear, too, that this bill is really about prevention. Yes, it does create a penalty, but we really create penalties to try to prevent things from happening. And I think that, you know, one example, comparative law is our seatbelt laws. The seatbelt law is not intended to single out or punish drivers. It's intended to keep them safe and promote seatbelt usage. So the focus really isn't necessarily on the penalty, but really on the preventive measure that this law puts in place. Yes, people who do not comply and a child gets access to a weapon and it goes off could be charged with a misdemeanor penalty. But our goal here is not to single out firearm owners or to punish them. It's really about prevention and awareness. And we know we create laws all the time in the state or increase penalties to try to deter certain behaviors. And this is what this law is attempting to do.
Yeah. Again, it seems to me, you know, this, we fight this notion of deterrence all the time, right? Where it's the fear of apprehension and the fear of detention in order to modify human conduct. And that's what prevention is all about, really. Is really just about modifying human conduct, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, and creating awareness. And there are instances that our New Orleans Police Department have raised to us where they are unable to secure a charge against somebody who has left their firearm unsecured recklessly and a child has gotten access to it and had a minor injury. And they have said, we need a solution for this. But there will be cases where this law would create a penalty, but we also know that it will create awareness and prevent incidents like that from happening.
Jeannie, are you guys still providing the biometric cases?
We are, yes, in partnership with Manning Family Children's Hospital and with Ubuntu Village. We are across the community at various community events. And I'd love for Michael to talk about our work. We're actively working to try to expand that outside of Orleans Parish.
Michael?
Yeah, that's right. No, we're actually pursuing federal community project or earmark support to expand the program, and which clearly the data shows is not only desperately needed but welcome, because we show, like, the polls consistently show that the majority of Americans, including gun owners, support laws that require safe firearm storage around children. And this is a bipartisan issue, and it has bipartisan support. So it seems to only be logical. And we're proud to play a role to help, move the legislation forward, but also educate the community around the benefits of safe firearm storage.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people want to, for more information about these biometric cases, where would they go, Jeannie?
Yeah, they can go to our health department website, and that will have updated information on how to actually request one directly. I will pull that up while we're talking and make sure we have the correct link for folks. And I'd also say, just for folks listening, I mentioned that there is a hearing on Thursday for this bill in the House Criminal Justice Committee. If you'd like to talk to your legislator about support for this common sense bipartisan legislation, we'd encourage you to reach out to your member of the state legislature and request their support.
Yeah, and you can go online and, I think, give comments, too, if my memory serves me correct, on these particular bills as well. So if you want to be heard on it, you certainly go through your legislator's office, or I think there's another means where you can do that, too. Final thoughts, folks?
I'll just say that, oftentimes, in these types of discussions, folks like wonder, where does this Connect United Ways work? And, with Southeast Louisiana, we believe that everybody deserves, safe, vibrant communities. And we think this legislation not only will protect children, but will lead to kind of a safer environment for everybody. So we're honored to partner with the city and decided to move this legislation forward.
Yeah, absolutely. How about you, Jeannie?
No, I just thank you for having us on, Newell, and really, look forward to having the conversation in the legislature on Thursday, and we appreciate all of the folks at home safely storing their weapons, regardless of what happens with the bill, and to reach out to us if you're in Orleans Parish and need a gun safe. That's the New Orleans Health Department website you can go to. So thank you.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. Michael Williamson, President and CEO of United Way Southeast Louisiana, and Jeannie Donovan, Deputy Director of Population Health and Disease Prevention with the New Orleans Health Department. We appreciate the time, the insight, and folks, have a great week.
Thanks,
you too. Thank you.